So, good evening, everybody. It's so fun to hear from all of you all across the country. And we have some great guests this evening. We'll have a testimony here to begin with. And we have Santa Keller on from Arizona, who is going to share with a testimony. And then we will have Roger Drummer we'll introduce after that. So, and Santa is going to help host a little bit this evening, too. So, how are you doing this evening, Santa?
I'm great. Thank you.
Why don't you share a little bit of your story, how you, a little bit of background for you and your husband, and then also tell us what first perked your interest in NECAN, and then what made you decide you wanted to have a business. Could you share a little bit of your story there?
Sure. My background is in nursing. I've been a nurse for over 20 years. I have my master's degree in education beyond that in the area of wound care, dealing with chronic wounds like diabetic ulcers. And I loved that, but was kind of frustrated with knowing that even though I would go to the hospital and do my best job, the people, the patients I was seeing were getting sicker and sicker, and the disease rates were going up. And many days I just walked away from it wondering, you know, are we really making a difference? And, you know, it was such a big problem. What could one person do? And so it's like, well, I guess this is the best I can do. And when two nurse friends of mine who were also working on their master's at the time asked me to come to a health and wellness seminar, I was very interested in that until they told me they were going to rub magnets on me. And I thought that would be a bit unusual to do. That was about 8 years ago. And my husband is a radiologist. And so I told him that I was going to this meeting where they were going to rub magnets on me. And his first question was, why would you do that? And I knew that they would keep bugging me until I went and I had to see them every week in class. And so I really wasn't interested at that time, but I thought my attitude was basically, fine, I'll just go and get it done with, and then they'll leave me alone. And so my attitude was pretty closed going into it, and the gal who did the wellness preview presentation that evening said my body language said it all. I had my arms crossed and my legs crossed, and I just kind of looked at her. And in spite of myself, I was pretty impressed by what I heard. I wasn't totally convinced, but I came home that night, and I told my husband, I said, if what I heard was true, there really could be something to this. We need to check it out. And all that I was doing at that time was research. We were analyzing research and writing research. And so that piece was very important to me. So I started digging every chance that I could, which wasn't very often, because between my husband and I, we have 8 children. We had a baby at that time and kids in school of all ages. And so it was pretty crazy. And so every angle that I looked at, it just turned up good. And the more I started learning about it, realizing that Japan is the healthiest country in the world where this company started out, and we're 37th to 47th here in the U.S., depending on what statistics you look at, I almost got the feeling like, what do they know that we have been so bullheaded in our Western medicine that we've just kind of ignored? And learning, you know, that other countries too have become aware of these technologies and what they're doing with them. And so I was interested in the technologies for us for prevention. We didn't have any major health challenges, but I knew just from my work in wound care that for every dollar spent on prevention, even 8 years ago, you would save at least $9 in the long run. I used that a lot in my argument for a lot of the products that I got for my patients. And so, you know, how much more in our own health? And the business part, that first night, that wellness presentation that I went to, I came home, and one of the next things I told my husband was, if I heard them right and if I understood correctly, I could retire you in 3 to 5 years. And that definitely perked his interest, because he had always kind of joked about wanting to retire at age 50, not really joking, wanting to be able to do that, but really not knowing how. And I knew that the pace that he was keeping as a radiologist, being on call virtually every other night and every other weekend, plus when you do that, you don't get a day off, you recover, you just keep doing what you're doing. And the politics and the stress of it all, I just couldn't imagine him being able to sustain himself to be able to do it, even if he enjoyed doing it. And so we definitely did look into the business angle more, and at the time I was planning on opening up my own clinic, and that part really appealed to me too, to be very independent, but I knew I would still have a boss, and I found out who that boss would be, and that was not real exciting. And I knew it would be long hours, and we had just had a baby not that long ago, and kids of all ages in sports, and I just started weighing things, thinking, you know, if I could have a business that I can work out of my home on my time, yes, there's work involved, but I can set my hours and do it around my other schedules, versus being caught up in a hospital scenario for long hours on end to start a new kind of clinic that had never been done before, it didn't take long to figure that, you know, I at least need to give this one a go and see what happens, and I've never looked back since. And so it was about a little over a year ago, about 15 months ago, my husband did retire from his full-time practice in radiology of over 20 years in Minot, North Dakota, and we have since moved to Prescott, Arizona, where he's working 1 to 2 weeks a month for fun, and he loves it. He has no weekend, no call, no holidays, and he enjoys what he does, and he's very good at what he does, so it's perfect, and we're just in the process of getting started with our Nikan home. So that kind of brings you up to where we're at. So should I go into my story with our son and his chickenpox?
Right.
Okay.
Share that.
Our youngest was 6 years old, and in kindergarten, he's 9 now. And just to kind of set the stage, you know, since he was very little, he's been on a sleep system. Every morning he has a perfect start because he doesn't like regular breakfast food, and perfect start is much more balanced anyway. And we put immunity in that, one capsule of immunity, and then a teaspoon of Dave Greenzyme. And then he drinks optimized water, and that's pretty much it. We, you know, we have the air wellness as well, but that's pretty much it. He has insoles in his shoes. And he's gone through 2 years of preschool, a year of kindergarten, and now he's in the third grade and hasn't missed a day of school for being sick. Our other kids did not have that track record pre-Nikan. And so anyway, we knew that chickenpox were going around in his class, and my attitude was fine, let's just get him over with. And so one Friday evening, he was telling me that his tummy itched, and so we pulled up his shirt, and oh, sure enough, he had chickenpox, and both Ken and I saw, and we kind of made a big deal. I read the little Arthur book about having chickenpox and how cool it was. And we remember it so well because my in-laws were visiting, and my mother-in-law had never had chickenpox, and so we immediately got them a hotel room because she was a little nervous about being around. And so the next morning, it was kind of a slow morning, being it was Saturday, and so around 10 or 11 o'clock, I told Christian, you know, it's time to go get dressed. I said, let me see what your chickenpox are doing. And I pulled up his shirt, and they were gone. And I'm looking at my husband, it's like, now you were my witness. You saw them last night, didn't you? And he said, well, yeah, and you know, we're turning them upside down. I was like, where'd they go? And he didn't have chickenpox anymore, and it turned out that his immune system is just so strong that he kicked it in a very short amount of time. And as it was explained to us, most kids, you know, when you think about kids in preschool, you know, elementary grades, they're forever having colds and coughing and runny noses. I help out in our third grader's classroom one afternoon a week, and I sit back and correct papers by the Kleenex box. Oh, my gosh, there's forever kids running back with runny noses. And Kristen actually had a friend over on Friday night for a sleepover, and he had a cold. And every time he coughed out in the living room where they were playing, our air wellness would kick up to turbo for about 2 minutes, and then it would go back down. So, wow, we have amazing technologies to work with.
Oh, that's fantastic, Santa. Thank you so much for being on and sharing with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Being our testimony of the evening. And as Roger Drummer shares with us, if you think of any questions that we need to ask, please. I'm sorry, Roger. We call it interview and interrupt. Roger Drummer is a master tonic Chinese herbalist. And so maybe he'll explain a little bit about what all that is. Sounds like he is a runner, triathlete runner, likes to cycle, and lives in New Mexico. Is that all up to date, Roger?
It's mostly up to date.
Well, we're really happy to have you on the call and have you teach us about immunity, our wonderful immunity product this evening. So why don't you go ahead and tell us a bit about it, and then I'm not sure if we'll know enough to ask questions, but we'll enjoy hearing what you have to say. So go ahead.
Sure, I'd love to talk about it. You know, it's really an amazing product, and what I'm going to focus on tonight is really letting a lot of people who haven't maybe heard me talk before know how special that product is. You know, just the fact that we were able to get it patented means a lot in the health industry, because it's very rare that a health product will be patented. It has to be shown to be so unique in the marketplace that to get that designation, it's really really was quite an achievement getting that product patented. And really the reason for it is that the whole process by which it is made adds so much to the quality of it, And just the selection of the mushrooms that we have in it are quite unique. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about some of those. But really, when we're talking about even the growing process, we have our own organic mushroom farm where we grow all these mushrooms. And that is so important because when you're making an immune system tonic, you really have to pay attention to making something that's organic and chemical-free. And it might not mean so much to the average person, but to someone who's really sick, you don't want any chemicals introduced into their body that are foreign or even slightly toxic. And we're talking about pesticides, heavy metals such as mercury and lead. All these things in very, very minute amounts will really subdue an immune system of someone who's already sick. And so by growing it organically, you can ensure that you don't have any of these chemicals in your product. And that's so important with mushrooms in particular. Because mushrooms, when you think about it, what is a mushroom? It's something that grows out in the forest, and its main job is to recycle waste material. So it soaks up anything it comes in contact with and tries to process it and turn it back into fertilizer. So if it's around heavy metals or any toxins at all, pesticides, it'll just soak it up and process it, and it'll be in that product. So you have to grow them organically. You have to grow them in a controlled environment in a laboratory like we do the product, the mushrooms in this product. And really, the other unique thing about mushrooms is that they're not just stimulants for your immune system. They're a food that has active ingredients that feed your immune system. And I'll tell you the difference in that is that there's certain herbs that stimulate your immune system if it's low. That's okay if you have an immune system that's just not functioning up to par. But what if you have an autoimmune condition? I mean, that's something where your immune system's unnaturally producing too much white blood cells. It's out of control. What do you do for that? Well, there's certain mushrooms that you can take that regulate your immune system. In other words, they're called immunoregulating substances. So you could take these mushrooms, and one of them is reishi mushroom, another one's cordyceps. There's these particular mushrooms have an effect of regulating your system. Because they're a food, they don't stimulate anything. You could have these mushrooms as part of your diet, just if you wanted to cook them, but because of that, they will actually bring an immune system down into balance that's out of whack. And that's what's really special about certain mushrooms. And so the reason that we put 14 different mushrooms into this product is that they all have a different effect on a part of your immune system. And certain ones have different tonifying or strengthening effects on certain organs and glands. And so each one of them has what they call an active ingredient called the beta-glucan, which is a long sugar polysaccharide molecule that feeds a particular part of your immune system or turns on a particular part of your immune system. What's also unique about mushrooms is that they can strengthen or awaken a certain part of your immune system, like maybe you have not enough white blood cells, not enough T cells, or not enough natural killer cells, and it'll make that, you'll help your body produce more. But it'll also just activate the ones that you have, because sometimes you have enough of these cells, but they're missing an activator, something that helps them to recognize their function and recognize the cells that they're supposed to attach to. And mushrooms can actually help that. They have studies showing how the macrophages, which are these large cells of the immune system that engulf and destroy invaders in the body, you can have a lot of those, and there's not much going on, even in the presence of an invader in your system. But by taking certain mushrooms, all of a sudden they're able to activate and destroy a large proportion of invader cells that they couldn't even recognize before. So the mushrooms work in a lot of different layered ways on your immune system. And again, we have 14 different ones because each one of them tends to work in a certain way. Some of them are better for viruses. Some of them work better for bacteria. Some of them work better for tumors. Some work better on T cells, some on natural killer cells. All of them have a different function, and by putting them all together, it's kind of like sitting down to a really good meal. You know, broccoli has an amazing amount of nutrition in it, but you can't just have broccoli alone every meal because you'll get so sick of it. But besides that, you'll be missing all these other nutrients that your body needs to be healthy. And so when you sit down to a meal, you have five or six really great foods. to complement each other and fill in the gaps nutritionally for all the other foods. It's the same way with the mushrooms. They all fill in the gaps for certain other mushrooms, and they work on different illnesses. They have particular types of cancer cells that they know maitake mushroom works on 85% of the time. It kills them all. But on another one, it only kills them 5% of the time. But they know on that other one that it only works 5% of the time. Agaricus blazei works 90% of the time. So you kind of get the whole logic behind combining all these mushrooms. They complement each other and make up for the weaknesses of each other. And so it's a synergistic effect, like eating a really good meal. And, you know, we put so many, really, of the stars of all the mushrooms that are used around the world for immune system. I want to tell you a little bit about some of them. You know, there's a mushroom called reishi mushroom in it, which, you know, in China is considered to be the greatest herb that you could ever take. And that's saying a lot in China, because they have a 5,000-year history of taking herbs, and their pharmacopoeia has about 6,000 ingredients they use. So they consider reishi to be the number one herb that you could ever take. And the reason for it is that not only does it function medicinally in the body, they use it to detox your liver of heavy, you know, of chemicals, poisoning, or overuse of drugs, whether it's pharmaceutical or recreational drugs. It builds blood, so it nourishes the liver. It actually is really good for your cholesterol level. It's good for the heart. It's great for circulation. It builds up your adrenals. It's really good for regulating your thyroid. And besides all that, they like it just because it makes people happy. You know, it's listed as one of their tonics you give people when they're feeling kind of sad and they're a little bit depressed or they're a little bit stressed out. It tends to regulate their nervous system so they just feel better. And so what's a better reason for taking anything other than just regulating your nervous system and making you happier? And so reishi is considered the greatest overall tonic, meaning it strengthens the body in a way that brings it into balance that you could ever put into your system. And that's just one of the 14 mushrooms we use. There's another one called shiitake, which you probably all have heard of. They're those little black mushrooms you usually get in your Chinese food. But shiitake is an amazing substance in the fact that it was the mushroom that started all the modern testing on mushrooms. Back in the 40s, they discovered a logging community in Japan where they had absolutely no cancer. And so they wanted to know what was going on there, so they started studying the water and the diet and the work habits. And what they find out is that everybody had one thing in common, is that they ate wild shiitake mushrooms that grew in the area. So they started testing them. And they found out it was the most amazing mushroom for building T cells, which is one of the things that T cells do, is they identify invaders in the body and help the whole immune system wake up and attack it. And so further testing on it, they also found it was the only substance in the plant kingdom that contained natural vitamin D. And so they give it to kids that are undernourished to help build their systems up. And now today, shiitake is actually used to make two different drugs that are on the market. One's an anti-cancer drug called Lentinin, which is sold all over the world except for the United States. And for 20 years, that drug was the number two cancer remedy sold worldwide. And the other drug they make out of it is an antiviral drug. And so it has a multitude of functions in the body, and it's really an amazing substance for building your immune system. And it's now number three in the world as far as cancer drugs, because they discovered that Taxol, which is a substance out of a tree five or six years ago. And so it's still number three in the world for use as a cancer drug. And think about that. That same mushroom is in our product. It builds your immune system that well. Now, another mushroom that we use is called Trimedes. You know, Trimedes grows all over the United States, too. It's called turkey tail. In case you're one of those folks that has the woods out back and you see it out on the logs and stuff. Well, turkey tail is actually one of the most potent T-cell regulators that you could ever take. It's really known as an anti-tumor mushroom. In fact, they make two different cancer drugs out of this mushroom that's sold all over the world except for in the United States. You might be wondering why they're not sold here. It's because they work on building immune function And the FDA here only recognizes substances that attack or poison something. That's how our whole medical system is set up, in this whole idea of poisoning something and killing it. And Trimedes works the same way as shiitake in the fact that it builds your immune system and allows the function of your immune system that's supposed to take care of tumors and invaders to get stronger and do the work itself. And so Trimedes, the one of the drugs was called PSK and the other one was called PSP, but there were slight variances of each other. But they were just made from extracts of Trimedes mushroom. And so for 20 years, that extract was the number one sold cancer remedy worldwide. Now it's number two because of Taxol. So think about that. That's an amazing substance. And the fact that you can get it in your diet every day just to help make sure your immune system's strong is just one more great reason why to take this product. And so there's also, though, I mean, it doesn't stop there. Think about maitake mushroom. Maitake mushroom, which is another herb that's helped, is even they use it even help it to regulate blood sugar. It's one of the most amazing T cell regulating mushrooms in the world. In fact, our FDA just commissioned a study last year to study a molecule from shiitake called maitake defraction. It's an isolated molecule, and they're going to study that in relation to prostate cancer and to breast cancer. And it's going to be a 10-year study that they just commissioned about a year ago. They totally bypassed the first phase of the study, which all drugs must undergo, and that is the phase of seeing if it's toxic or not. But they didn't have to because people just eat these mushrooms in their food all the time. It's considered a delicacy in Japan and in China. And, I mean, millions of people eat this every day just as a food, so they don't have to study it for toxicity. But they've done studies, for example, in prostate cancer, where they took the cells of prostate cancer and subjected it to this maitake extract, and within days, 90-some percent of the cells were all dead, right? And here's an amazing other thing they did in that study, was they added a little vitamin C to the mushroom, and it did the exact same thing with 1/8 of the amount of mushroom in that study. And the reason I'm telling you this is that if you take our product, the Nikon Bio-Directed Immunity, with a little bit of vitamin C, it potentiates the mushroom off the charts. It's amazing. In fact, you can take half as much and have a really potent effect in your system. And think about that in regards of just the flu season, or maybe if you have a really compromised immune system, or you're really fighting some other really, you know, negative health situation, always take it on an empty stomach with a little vitamin C, and it breaks down the active ingredient and allows your body to just soak it up like a sponge. You know, and heck, I've only talked about reishi, shiitake, maitake, and there's another herb called tremella, which is really great for lung issues and building up, taking care of viruses in the lung. They make an antiviral drug in Israel out of tremella. And it's called tremellin, and they sell it in Israel. And that's something that's made out of, one of the mushrooms that's in our product. And then we have one called cordyceps, which in Chinese medicine is considered to be one of the five greatest tonics that you could ever take. And cordyceps is amazing not only in the fact that it builds immune function, but it strengthens your adrenals. It strengthens your lungs. They give it to people for asthma, for exercise-induced asthma, just for lack of sexual energy. Anything that has to do with being overworked, overstressed, too tired for long periods of time, because the adrenals just soak it up, and your adrenals get strong so quickly from this product. And then I'll just tell you about one more mushroom because I don't want to overbully with too many of them. But there's an herb called Agaricus blazei, which is a mushroom that grows in the rainforest of Brazil. And that particular mushroom is now being heralded as one of the most potent natural killer cells, meaning the cell that actually destroys tumors. That particular mushroom is the most potent herb, they say, on the planet right now for promoting that part of your immune system. There's clinics all over South America and China that exclusively use that one mushroom in the treatment of cancer and other debilitated immune system function diseases. So it's quite an array of mushrooms. And I didn't even mention the other six that are in the product. But each one of them has a particular effect, and they're from different parts of the world where they were just used for thousands of years in folk medicine to treat certain illnesses in certain parts of the body. And so you can see by combining all these mushrooms, you have this amazing synergistic effect of boosting immune function. And it's just like a food. It's something that you take every day, and every day your immune system has something that keeps it healthy. Just like exercise is good for your physical body every day, a little bit of it. A little bit of this is just good for that immunity function. So your immune system is always on guard and ready to work. And the other beauty about this product, especially now because it's wintertime and a lot of people around the country are experiencing flus and colds, is that if you feel something coming on, because mushrooms aren't just for certain parts of the immune system, they're actually antiviral, antibacterial. It has to be because, you know, when mushrooms grow out in the woods, they're growing in piles of bacteria, and they have to have this own natural ability to fight off viruses and bacteria to stay alive. And so they impart that into your own system when you take them. And so if you're catching a cold or a flu, you can actually take a lot of this product at one time, and oftentimes you'll just kick it right out of your system. You know, it's a tonic in the fact that you should take it every day. But if you feel something coming on, don't be afraid to take three or four of them a couple times a day with a little vitamin C. And you'll probably just move right out of that without experiencing it. I get so much feedback around the country when I'm out talking about how they felt the flu coming on and they took a bunch of it for 2 days and they never really got it. Or they had the flu and they got a bottle in the mail and they took a bunch of it and it was gone in 2 or 3 days. Where a lot of people experience it for a week or so. So it has a wide variety of uses. In fact, you can even use this in certain cases of autoimmune disease because there are certain mushrooms in it that are regulating to the immune system. But here's what you have to do if you want to try that. And I can't tell you to just do it, but if you want to try it, you only take it when your autoimmune condition is in its subdued stage. Let's say it's not in an inflamed condition. Let's say it hasn't been activated and you don't have to go to the doctor. Then you can try small amounts of it to regulate your immune system while it's in this phase. Don't take it when you're having a flare-up, when you're having a lot of inflammation. You always want to take a small amount of it to see how your particular body reacts. I get testimonials all over the country from people with autoimmune conditions that have taken it and it's really helped them. But again, you have to start out in small amounts when you're not having an inflammation or a flare-up and see how your own body reacts to it, because everybody is different. But it's one of the most potent regulating and immune-building formulas that you'll ever come across. I mean, the fact that we grow it organically and we pay attention to the substrate that we grow it on, so each mushroom has its own natural level of nutrients that it normally has in nature to grow and to be the most potent it can be, and it has absolutely no chemicals in it, and it's really considered to just be a superfood for your immune system. And remember, if you have some sort of immune condition where you really want to help boost the effect of it, just take a little bit of vitamin C with it, and it'll help potentiate it and make it even a greater product than it already is. So, Ruth, I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Wow. I've been typing like crazy. I'm so glad this is being taped. I certainly couldn't get all of that. That is just fascinating.
Well, you'll have to have me on again then if you didn't get all of it.
Well, I'll have you come over. That is very interesting and very exciting to think that we have other answers for people. So is there a maximum number of the immunity that anyone should take?
Well, you know what? If you're someone that's pretty healthy and, you know, you just want a little help to your immune system, take a couple a day and just do it on an empty stomach. You don't have to break up the dose. You can just take two once a day. It's really easy that way. Mm-hmm. But if you're someone that really has compromised immune system, you can take up to 12 or 16 of them a day. You know, but the average person doesn't need to. I mean, there's certain people that are undergoing amazing health challenges. They're doing chemotherapy or radiation, and those people probably need to take four or so of them four times a day with a little vitamin C and keep it in their system all day. But that's an unusual case. You know, most people at the maximum need to take six of them a day just to build their immune function up.
So there's no way there would be any side effect of any kind?
Well, I'll tell you the one side effect from taking too much of it is that you might get some gas.
Okay.
Now, for certain people, that's a really bad side effect. But generally, no. It's considered to be a food, and you don't really have to worry about it.
Right. Well, thank you. What about babies, or how young of a person can have some of these mushrooms?
Well, you know, I've given it to my own kids when they're a little over a year and a half old. You don't need to give much to a child, though. You know, if they're coming down with something or you feel that they're usually as a really small child, you have to let them experience their illnesses a little bit. Good for their immune system. But if they're getting sick a lot, you might take like a two-year-old or three-year-old, even putting one cap in some applesauce and giving it to them is an amazing amount of this mushroom. In fact, you might even want to break it up a half a cap at a time. That's how I used to give it to my kids. I'd sprinkle a half a cap on a teaspoon of applesauce, put a little more over the top of it, and just let them eat it. And it really has an amazing effect. You don't have to give them much because kids aren't making decisions about what you give them. They're not thinking about how much it costs them for the bottle. It's they really have, their immune system just goes to work with it, and it works right away.
Great. Santa, do you have any questions for Roger?
Yeah, maybe just some comments. I really liked how you brought up the fact that, yes, it builds our immune system, and I think that's a really important word that we use. I've heard people talking about it boosting the immune system, and that tends to scare healthcare professionals off. And so if we can talk about how it builds our immune system, it feeds our immune system, I think that's just a really powerful way of saying it. And I liked how you brought up the fact that these mushrooms affect so many other functions in our body, from, you know, blood pressure to blood sugar to liver function, cholesterol, and all that. Why would anyone?
It's amazing. In the herb shop that I was in for 14 years, we sold more reishi mushrooms to people that just wanted to be happier than we did for immune system.
Wow.
We knew as an herbalist that if we gave it to them, there wasn't actually hardly anyone that ever came in the store that couldn't use a bottle of reishi mushroom. Mainly because it's good for their glands. Everybody needs a little liver help. It's good for so many different things. But we knew the next time that we saw them, they'd be in a better mood. And so, you know, why not? They'd come back and they'd be happier. They'd be involved in things they just loved. And, you know, because in Chinese medicine, it's considered a Shen tonic, an herb for your spirit. So.
Well, and I had a gentleman who had gotten on the sleep system, was on the water, was taking basic nutrition right before immunity came out, and he was a physician, and he had been on two different high blood pressure medications, was able to get off one, but the other one he was not able to get off. He was doing it very carefully, was checking his blood pressure, but found that he just couldn't get off that one, and it was very frustrating to him because he exercised, he ate right. And so he started taking the immunity when that came out, and I got a phone call a couple months later saying, now I'm able to get off, I'm on no medication. And I asked, what do you think it was? And he said, well, I think it's the immunity. And I was just so focused on, you know, building the immune system, feeding the immune system, that I put together a little chart for myself of the 14 different mushrooms or the one or two things that each mushroom is kind of known for. And like with the maitake mushroom, I read about how it helps the metabolism of blood pressure and blood sugar. And so he made me become more aware of the power, you know, even beyond our immune system and what it can do.
Well, you know what? Most people miss this when they treat blood, you know, things like high blood pressure. And the fact that generally that comes from people that are really stressed. And when you're stressed, your glandular function becomes weaker. And then it doesn't regulate things. And so what you do is you can take certain herbs and mushrooms in particular that regulate or help regulate like pituitary adrenal function, and reishi is one of those. And when you build the adrenals back up a bit, the special thing about the adrenals is they're not the master gland, but they're the one that tends to get weak because we're under so much stress. And once one of them goes off, the rest of the glands go off kilter too, so they lose their ability to regulate or reach homeostasis in the body, and that's one of their main functions. And so when you bring the adrenals back up with things like reishi mushroom and cordyceps, which are really good for that, then the body no longer is thrown off balance and it starts to regulate itself again, and that, and it can just bring your blood pressure back into balance.
That's powerful. And I remember even with the SARS scare that we had a while back where everyone was scared to travel by air, we've just gotten into the routine of doubling our immunity. When, like the day before we travel, we double up, and we'll double up for several days, and we just really don't even think about it, and we don't get sick.
Well, you know, there was an article on SARS in Newsweek that I remember a year ago, and they were interviewing a doctor from China, and he said he had some patients that were exposed to that, and they only felt a little weird for 2 days. And then they had other patients who had it for like a month. Some of them died, and some of them were just near death for a month, and they came out of it. And the reporter asked him, well, what was the difference between the guy having it for 2 days and the guy for a month? He goes, oh, it's all immune function. If you have a really good immune system, it doesn't bother you so much.
How powerful is that?
That is very powerful.
And you notice nobody's even talking about it this year.
Exactly.
You thought it was the scourge to end all humanity last year. And now nobody even, most reporters wouldn't even remember the word if you mentioned it to them.
Must have gotten some immune system around. Some immunity.
It now, moved on. They got something else to talk about.
Roger, I know you do get asked periodically, and I'm sure there could be some people on the line wondering, how about people who say they're allergic to mushrooms? Can they take this?
Well, they have to try a small amount of it under their tongue, but I'll tell you something about mushrooms, that most people aren't allergic to them. They're allergic to the bacteria that's on fresh mushrooms. It's the same way with candida. A lot of candida people think that they can never take a mushroom, but in reality, in Chinese medicine, they use mushrooms to treat candida because it needs a boost to the immune function. What most people have reactions to is raw mushrooms and the bacteria that's on them in the grocery store, because they're grown in a bacteria-laden environment. So unless they clean them properly and cook them a little bit to kill it, they're going to have reactions to it. But still, to be on the safe side, just have them try a little bit of one cap under their tongue, and it should be a mild reaction with a very small amount, and they'll know for sure within minutes whether they can take that product.
And I always assumed that those mushrooms in the grocery store were probably pretty well sprayed with some kind of pesticide or preservative also.
If you're going to buy mushrooms, buy them organic. They really use a lot of pesticides on mushrooms. Because of the growing condition, it's really damp, and it's, yeah, I would only buy organic mushrooms, and I would make sure I clean them really well. And here's the other thing, always cook them, because you know what? You can't absorb the active ingredient out of a mushroom unless it's been heated anyway. All of our mushrooms are put through an autoclave, which is a heating element, to take it up to a certain temperature to not only kill any bacteria that's on the product before it goes into encapsulation, but it breaks down the special type of fiber in a mushroom so that the active ingredient, the beta-glucan, can be absorbed by the body.
That's interesting.
So how often would you know, how many foods do you know that if you took them home and sautéed them in butter, they'd be better for you?
Only the vitamin A ones, probably.
You absorb more of the immune factor in it.
Oh, that's great to know. Well, this has really been very, very educational, and I know that everyone will be getting on more immunity after hearing you speak, Roger, and we certainly appreciate you taking the time to join us and educate us about improving our immune system. It's so very important, and I'm excited to get everyone to get on to Blue Ribbon Video and listen to the tape if they missed this evening, and to get a CD to take around the car so we can listen to you repeatedly and hand out to everybody.
All right, well,
this can make a lot of difference in a lot of people's lives.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me on. I really enjoyed it, and just invite me back sometime.
Well, we sure will.
All right. You
okay,
guys have a great evening.
Thank you also, Santa. You very much added to the call this evening. I certainly enjoyed having you here as well.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay. So thanks for joining us, everyone. We have a pre-Pathfinder or Pathfinder 1 call at 7:30 this evening. It's our call day.
And we will join you again next week with our regular Monday night call. So talk to you all later. Thanks again, Roger. Thanks again, Santa.
Good night.
Good night.